أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Isra, which is our focus for the month, let's just have a little bit of a recap. So Surah Al-Isra, Makki Surah, 111 ayat. We've divided it into 10 sections. We've looked at 6 of the 10 sections. So the first one was Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, where we looked at the consolation and elevation given to the Prophet with the journey of Isra. Then we looked at the summary of the history of the Bani Israel in the second section. In the third section, we looked at the psyche of the human being, how he prays for evil, thinking he's praying for good. He rushes to judgment, wants instant gratification, the bird's eye view of his deed around his neck revealed on the day of Qiyamah, how selfishness or worldly action causes agitation in Jahannam, while deed links to the hereafter are immortal. Then we looked at section 4, which was the Quranic version of the Ten Commandments and warnings. Section 5 was consequences and advice to the rejecters of revelation. And we looked how there's a barrier between them and the recitation of the Quran, and an admonition to speak better words. And section 6, which we looked at yesterday, was the start of this arrogance, and that was the history of Shaitan. Today we will look at section 7, which is ayah 66 to 77. And in essence, there is imagery here that we need to keep. And basically, what we're going to look at today is the rhetoric question of, do you feel safe? Literally, do you feel safe? Now let's have a look at it. So ayah 66, Allah says, رَبُّكُمُ الَّذِي يُزْجِي لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. Your Rabb is He who pushes the ships for you in the sea. That means He makes them move. لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, so that you may seek of His favours. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Surely He is always merciful to you. And then He says, وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الظُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ, when distress afflicts you in the sea. So when the seas are stormy and you're really scared, He said, ذَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّا. You forget, you move away from all the false gods you used to call, illa iya, and you only call on Him, that is on Allah. And then He says, falamma najakum, when He brings you to safety, when He brings you safe on land, ila albarri, to the land, a'aradtum, you turn aside, you become ignorant again. Wa kana al-insanu kafura, the human being is so ungrateful. So there's an imagery of a stormy sea, called out to Allah, we're brought back to safety, we forget. It could be on an aeroplane, we had a bumpy ride, the masks fell down, we're so scared, we'll call out to Him. But once we land safely, we forget. And then He says, أَفَأَمِنْتُمْ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرِّ. Do you feel secure, even on the land, that it may not just split? Oh, yursil alaykum hasiban, or maybe there wouldn't be something falling from the skies like a shower of stones. Thumma la tajidu lakum wakila, and you will not find a protector for yourselves. So there's a rhetoric question. You were in the sea and in trouble, and He saved you. Then He brought you to the safety of the land. Do you feel safe now? And then He said, amamintum, and yu'idakum fihi taratan ukhra, or do you feel secure that He will not take you back into travel, back into the sea again? For yursil alaykum qasifam min ar-rihi fa yughriqakum bima kafartum, and then send on you a fierce wind and thus drown you on account of your ungratefulness. Thumma la tajidu lakum alayna bihi tabi'a, and you will not find any helper against us in this matter. So He's saying, do you really feel safe? In other words, trust in God only. We saw this as the major thing with the Torah. We see this as a major statement in the Quran. Trust in Him. Take Him as your protector and nobody else. And in Isaiah 70 says, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We honor the children of Adam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We carry them in the land and the sea. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ. And we've given them the good things. We've given them the sustenance of good things. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And we've given preference to them over most of those whom we have created. The more we learn about nature, the more we learn about creation, we realize the preference that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the human beings. He said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. You have created the human being in the best of make. So you've got to live up to this. Inshallah, we will continue with section 7 tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.